Jr. for that song. Yeah, more we serve him, more we want to. That's what, how it should be.
Yep.
Our message this morning is going to be a measure of faith, taken from Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. I don't know, in your Bible, it might have a caption over chapter 17. It says instructions. Jesus was giving the disciples instructions. They was asking him questions, so he gave them instructions. Sometimes it's not always what we think we're going to hear, but it's what we need to hear. And disciples heard what Jesus intended for them to know and passes that along to us. So the measure of faith, you know, faith is a big word. And sometimes we think we need more faith, but sometimes we just need to use the faith that God has already given us. And faith enabled you to be saved. Faith in Christ. Faith gets us through the day that God's going to provide. He's going to protect. And so faith is an important part of the Christian life. So this morning, as you turn or look on the screen, you're going to see the scriptures up there and follow along with me. Beginning with verse 5 from Luke chapter 17. The apostles, or you could say disciples, said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith, Lord. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Let me stop that just a minute. Have you ever thought about the faith of a mustard seed? I mean, how that relates to a faith and so forth. Over the years, if I've studied this passage of scripture or think about the mustard seed, you know, however it grows, God makes things happen, right? He gives the increase in anything that's planted or anything that he provides. So this is a parable, and Jesus was teaching them something important in life for them to understand that faith that he has given them is enough. You know, we don't have to just keep on asking for more and more and more and more. If you read Romans chapter 5, where it says much faith or more faith and so forth. Here, Jesus is telling them, again, if you had the faith like a mustard seed, you would be, say to this mulberry tree, be rooted, uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it will happen. Okay, and then verse 7. Which of you, having a slave, plowing and tending sheep, will say to him, when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat? But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourselves, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink? He does not think the slave, because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. Now, sometimes you got to read and reread something to really understand what is being said. And Jesus always made it clear. And sometimes it wasn't always understood by the disciples, and they was always with him. And here we are reading the Word of God, and we don't always get it. So that's why I encourage you to read, reread, and reread, and rely upon the Holy Spirit and have that faith that God's already given you to understand and move forward as God has commanded us in obedience. So this message this morning, the measure of faith, is taken from the passage that sometimes called faith and duty. Faith in the Lord, and our duty is to respond and be obedient. So this morning, let's look first of all to the request for more faith. The disciple says, increase our faith. Have you ever done that? In certain situations or in your life, your spiritual life, or you've confronted God, said, I believe, but give me more faith. I believe. Well, that's right there is good enough. If you believe and you have faith, use that faith for God. So we read here how the apostles or the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. So instead of responding by telling them how to gain more faith, Jesus told them what they could do if they would just use what they had. I referred to Psalms 23 a while ago. It said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Well, you see right there, David said, it's enough. Just Jesus is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need anything else because I believe and I have faith that God's going to take care. And he goes down through Psalms 2 through 6 explaining, what's taking place. Even to go through the valley of the shadow of death, I still have faith in the Lord. He will get me through this. So we are to use the faith that we have or God has given us. Now, the disciples were probably hoping that Jesus would tell them probably something like this. Yes, I can see that you need more faith. Well, sometimes he would say, oh, ye of little faith, right? Now, he didn't say you don't have any faith, but he said you of little faith. And he wasn't saying I'm going to give you more faith, but ye of little faith. You have faith, so use that faith in me. Trust me what I have given you. And then Jesus might could have said, I am pleased with you for asking for more, and therefore I will increase your faith. He didn't say that, did he? So we see, however, that Jesus only stated the obvious results of one existing faith, which was able to uproot or a mulberry tree. So he didn't tell them how to acquire more faith. He didn't tell them that at all. Now, looking at this passage of Scripture and trying to interpret or discern what Jesus was teaching these disciples and as well teaching us, Jesus shared with them about the faith necessary. Now listen, the faith necessary to move a mulberry tree into the sea. Okay? Now I hope time I get through explaining this you'll understand, because as I've studied this scripture and the parables itself, tried to gain the wisdom that Jesus was sharing with these disciples, and oftentimes they was looked upon as unlearned men. But when people saw them, they saw that they had been with Jesus, and that made a big difference. So when we're in God's Word, we're reading it, studying it, and praying, and having faith that God's going to teach us, that's the difference in our response to how we use that faith. So when the disciples heard this, they were probably thinking the reason for someone being unable to move a tree into the sea was the individual, they needed more faith. However, as I look at this scripture and try to interpret it, Jesus was meaning something totally different. The scripture says that our thoughts are not God's thoughts and God's thoughts are not ours, right? And that is true. We always need to look at things in His perspective. And we should never say, well, I'm not going to read or I'm not going to study because I don't understand it. That's not the way God intends us to learn. We are to continue to seek His guidance. Sometimes we're tested to see if we really want to know. So He spoke about how faith would allow them to move a mulberry tree into the sea. And He wasn't telling them the result of having more faith, as I interpret it. He was telling them that what they should be able to accomplish with a faith that was already in their possessions. All right. Now, still looking at a request for more faith by the disciples. The disciples didn't seem to understand that they had enough faith to begin with. They had it. They just needed to use it and apply it. Therefore, Jesus went on to illustrate that His point through the use of this parable. And that's what I hope to get to here in a few minutes. He wished to show the disciples that they didn't need more faith because they already had faith. If they hadn't had faith, they wouldn't have followed Jesus. You know, Jesus said, take up your cross, follow me. And they did. They dropped everything they were doing, and with faith, they followed Jesus because they had heard, they had seen, they had witnessed the things that Jesus had done. So that helped their faith. That increased their faith right there. And now, throughout the ministry of Jesus, and as the disciples follow, as we follow in our walk with the Lord, we don't need to be asking for more faith. Just use the faith that we possess already. So faith is some powerful stuff. If people would just realize that they have and use it for God's glory. You see, using our faith that we already have is for God's glory. Anything that we do in this world, anything that God accomplishes through us, we give Him the glory for it. Just remember that. We are to give God the glory for everything in our life. Whether we understand it fully or not, you know, I don't know, I've got a number of years in Bible college and seminaries and studying the Word, and I still don't know it all. But you know what? That hadn't stopped me from learning. I'm in the Word every day studying and trying to prepare sermons and Bible studies and things like that. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit working in and through our lives, you know, I'd just be dumbfounded. I wouldn't know what to say or how to act or bear fruit in my life. But the faith that He has given us enables us. It's the power of faith that the Lord has invested in us, and we just take it and we use it for His honor and glory. That's how we are to do. Now let's move on and look at use what you already have. That's what Jesus is saying here in verses 7 and 8. Hey, men, disciples, use what you've already have. Use what you know. You've got it. Just use it. So, here in this parable, the servant in this parable is symbolic to any servant. It's symbolic to you and me. And He was talking to the disciples. They were servants. Jesus said, I didn't come into this world to be served, but to serve. So Jesus considered Himself a servant. So this is symbolic to any servant of the Lord. And the master of the servant represents God. The master of this servant represents God. So, as we look at verse 7 and 8, Jesus asks, what master in his right mind would give his servant some food and eat when the servant hasn't even prepared his for the master's table in order for the master to eat? That was Jesus' question. That was Jesus' statement to the disciples. So the servant would not have been received the food until after he had received his or served his master. So what does this imagery about the servant and receiving food represent in the Christian life? Well, I hope we can figure it out and find out in this message this morning. Think about it this way. Christians are servants of the Lord. We are servants of the Lord. We are servants to one another. And Jesus was helping the disciples to understand that from a servant to the master. And God is our master. He's our master. He's our high priest. We are a priesthood of believers. So that should help us in our faith as well. So the food that we receive is God's blessings. Think about it that way. And his daily provision. God provides everything we need each day. Now, we might not think we get enough, just like we might not think we get enough faith or have enough faith, but we do. God always provides enough. So before we can experience his blessing, we must first use what we have for God's glory. So when we look at the servant in this parable, we see that he had food in his possession while preparing to serve the master. But he wasn't able to have his fill of the food until he first made proper use of it. That's what Jesus was explaining to the disciples about faith. So the priority was to feed the master first. That is our responsibility, to give God glory for everything. And our faith is included in that. So likewise, we have faith already in our possession. You think about that. We have faith. You have faith. God saved you. You believed. He saved you. So the priority was to feed the master first. Now, God is not going to allow us to partake of more until we use the faith we have already for his glory. That's the way I see it. And before we can use our faith for God's glory, we must realize that God has already allotted us faith. I don't know if I can make that any clearer. And you probably understand that. You might understand it better than I do. But I'm relating to you what I think Jesus is telling the disciples about faith. It's important that we have faith. It helps us to grow more spiritually. Now, looking at other scriptures, I was looking at other scriptures that pertain to a measure of faith, and I found in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, this particular verse that Paul used talking about faith. He says, "For I say, through the grace given to you." Oh, we sung that song a while ago, right? Grace, 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 yeah. "So I say, though the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a what? A measure of faith." Whatever that measure of faith is in your life, that is enough for you to use it for God's honor and glory, to be obedient in every area of your life. And that's what Jesus is telling the disciples. It's what he's telling us today. So if we ever get discouraged and we think, "Oh, I need more faith to believe." No, you don't need more faith. Just use what you already have, because God has given that faith and he has secured it and sealed it in your life. And therefore, just use it for God's honor and glory. So we have already had a measure of faith, which is the amount sufficient to serve God's purposes. We really have. And once we realize that we have sufficient faith, then at this point we can begin to put that faith into action. Just thinking about that. It's just like getting up and walking step by step. You can only take one step at a time, right? Unless you hop. But taking those steps, sometimes it's baby steps, but then we get in the right motion and groove and following God and putting our faith into action. Okay, finally, don't be expecting more. That's what Jesus is saying to disciples. Don't expect more. Just use your faith that you already have. So here, this parable tells us that if we realize that God has given us faith, and we somehow realize the potential of faith and use it for His glory, the Lord not necessarily is going to give us more. That's not going to happen. I don't see it that way as it's being explained here in the scriptures. When we use our faith for God's glory, we are doing what we are supposed to be doing as children of God, as a child of God. Again, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus tells this again. Matthew picks up on it, and he not only as Luke, he picks up on what Jesus said, and Jesus tells us how to use what we have. Matthew says, for example, "For assuredly I say to you, if you have the faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." It's a big statement, isn't it? Big statement. But see, that's what faith does. Faith can remove the obstacles in your life that maybe you and I have put there, or something else, or Satan that tries to trip us up and say, "Oh, you don't have faith. You're not saved, or you know, God's not going to work in your life." But we are to give God's glory, for He does work in our lives. So according to Jesus, it only takes the smallest faith to move a mountain. He's not saying, "I don't have to increase your faith. You don't have to have a great, great faith, but just take the little faith, the small faith that you have." It's powerful. You think about it, it is powerful. Anything that God has given us is powerful. It is. It is powerful. So, and perhaps that troublesome mulberry tree, you know, He didn't say that if you have a mount of faith. That's not what Jesus said, as a mustard seed. But you can move mountains. Jesus said, you only need faith as the mustard seed. You only. It's not the amount, but it's just the faith of a mustard, as a mustard seed. And think of it this way. I was trying to think, what would be a good example of this? And this is what I believe. See, faith is a gift of God. There's a lot of gifts from God, right? Children are a gift of God. Your life is a gift from God. Everything that we possess in our life is a gift from God. The blessing that we receive each day in our life, count you many blessings, that's a gift of God. God is full of blessings and gifts. And sometimes we don't even notice them. But But think about everything that you see, everything you hear, everything you touch is a gift from God. And we are to have faith that God is giving it to us for a reason. So, faith is a gift from God, so is the air, but you have to breathe it, right? You want to breathe it, right? So is bread, but you have to eat it. So is water, and you have to drink it, right? It's a gift from God. So how do we accept this gift? Not by feeling. Because according to Romans 10:17, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So faith comes when we take God's Word at heart. All right, in conclusion here this morning, in order to use the faith that God has placed within us, we must take the Lord at His Word. And I can just see Jesus looking at the disciples. Just take me at my word. I'm not going to deceive you. I'm not going to mislead you. He's not going to mislead us. If we believe every word that's written on these pages to heart, then that's the faith that we need. Because God's word was spoken, it was breathed, and that's good enough for me. If it was good enough for Poppy Hale, it's good enough for me. Amen? Amen. If it was good enough for your mom and dad, your grandparents, your great-great-grandparents on down, and you saw their life, how it changed them and how they mentored you, that's faith in action, at work. And the disciples, I do believe that They heard Jesus and heard what he was telling them. They just had to put it into action. Sometimes we can just sit around and ponder and say, well, what do I do now? I know I'm supposed to do this, but if you don't get up and do it, you'll never do it, right? It'll never happen. So when we look at this, God's Word tells us that we can move mountains. And even those annoying mulberry trees, and you know what, I've moved a lot of trees in my life, and they didn't get moved by themselves. You had to have faith, and you had to do something, put it in action, and it got moved. So His Word also tells us that if we are faithful servants, then we will one day sit in the presence in the kingdom of heaven. That's a promise. That's what He's telling us here. We will one day eat with the Master. Hallelujah. Right? We're going to eat with the Lord, the Master. One of these days, we'll get to serve Him personally in a glorified body. We will one day eat with the Master. If we take God at His word for this, then we will joyfully serve Him as He expects us, and we will joyfully be obedient to the Great Commission. I wanted to throw that in there this morning. We will be obedient to the Great Commission because that's what we are to be doing. That's what Jesus was teaching the disciples. We are to put our faith into action that as we share our testimony, our witness to others, they will respond in faith as well. Because the faith that we have, that we place it in our life in Jesus Christ, and we were saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, they too will also grow in their spiritual life. So instead of asking for more faith, what do we need to do? We need to ask for obedience as God's servants. Just ask for obedience. Lord, you know, I've got the faith. I just need to be obedient. And the Lord said, well, you got it now. You got it. That's all you need to do. Pretty simple, isn't it? When you think about it. in God's perspective. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that your word has been given to us, and you teach us in parables, you teach us in ways that helps us to better understand that you are a compassionate God, you are a God of all wisdom, and you pass that along to us. You don't hold anything back. You don't try to trick us. We just take the faith that we already have and we apply it. We put it into action. And that's saying, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient. And I'm going to do everything for your glory. If any of us have an area in our life where we think that we need to increase our faith or we need more faith, maybe just look at this parable this morning as you spoke to the disciples and say, hey, you already got it. Just use what I've given you. And you're well on your way to believing and trusting in me even more as you work in it through our lives. Lord, this invitation, Lord, is always yours. All we got to do is respond, step out, or just seek your will through faith. And Lord, you help us to make those decisions. We praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.